Seattle is considering opening a supervised mobile drug injection site. And I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, wait a second, did I just hear that Seattle is yet again thinking of, I thought this story took place, what, a year ago or 2 years ago? This is just, I thought they opted against that. Well, all they did is they tabled it until they could figure out what was going on with federal court and Philadelphia. It looks like Philadelphia has prevailed, at least with one federal judge, saying that their legal injection site does not violate federal law. And this has Seattle rethinking their approach and thinking maybe it's time for a mobile injection site here in Seattle. Thanks, Philly. Thanks for that brotherly love. Now, not everyone is convinced. Former State Senator Mark Melosha has taken a trip up to British Columbia to Vancouver to take a look at their legal injection sites and came away saying that basically it's not a way that saves lives. It's a way that basically enables people to go and continue to die on the streets and decline. I'll say this. I called up to Vancouver a while back for a project I was working on, and I wanted to find out from the police department there about their views of the safe injection sites and how safe it was in terms of the neighborhoods and the areas. And, you know, is it like, would they advise tourists to stay away from that area? Or is the safe injection site somewhere where people go and, you know, now that they're satisfied with the drugs, everything's okay? I will tell you this. People did not want to go on record about what they thought of the injection sites in British Columbia. So, you know, the strong impression I was left with was law enforcement was deeply concerned about the legal injection sites in British Columbia, even if they didn't say so publicly because of the politics of the city. And I'm surely people in Seattle can relate to that, the politics of the city versus the realities on the streets. And so it looks like, you know, the mayor's office is saying, hey, the federal government is underfunding these badly needed investments in mental health and substance use disorder. The opioid epidemic continues to grow. You can blame it all on the federal government. Maybe that's popular here. But, you know, the state of Washington has had big increases in tax revenue, huge increases in tax revenue over the past 7 years or so. And there have been efforts, and some of them successful, to improve funding for mental health facilities. Some of them were thwarted, including by the governor's office. And we've got, you know, a state mental hospital that has been in disarray and mismanagement now for as long as I can remember, to the point where it was decertified. So there's been all kinds of problems at the state level. So, you know, Seattle wants to point to the federal level because Trump's the big bad boogeyman, instead of pointing locally and saying, you know what, sometimes the problems exist closer to home. You don't always have to point to Washington, D.C., although it's a safe bet that if you do point to Washington, D.C., somebody can find a problem somewhere, because that's the nature of centralized power. Anyway, the city of Seattle, the statement here from the mayor's office says that Seattle was left with no choice but to become the safety net. It's unfortunate that the federal government continues to block Seattle and local governments from trying a harm reduction strategy. Again, this is as though it's the federal government's fault that all this is happening. And P.S., we're upset the federal government is stopping us from legal injection sites. The city of Seattle continues to evaluate the judge's ruling as well as the potential for an appeal by the Department of Justice. They want holistic strategies. And one of the aspects of this harm reduction is they call it, this euphemism here, community health engagement locations. Isn't that classic government speak? Would you like a community health engagement location in your community? Why, it sounds like Dr. Marcus Welby, MD. What a delightful idea. A nice little community health center? No, it's where people go and inject heroin legally. Would you like that in your neighborhood? Not so much. They're reviewing their legal options and looking for regional partners. One person who is not going to be a regional partner is the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington, Brian Morin, in April, warned it violates federal law. He warned Seattle, if they have a mobile van out there and it comes to my attention, the direction will be clear, quick, and consistent. Stop it. So as it stands right now, Seattle might be thinking about that injection site, but they're going to have to get around the federal government. And by the way, just because a federal judge says something doesn't mean that much. I feel like you can just find a federal judge somewhere to say almost anything these days. And sometimes in an embarrassing fashion where people capable of reading and comprehension know full well that the person making the ruling is doing so because they like the policy, not because of what the law is actually saying. At least I was about to put a clause. At least that's my view, but it's the truth. I mean, come on.